Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift. If we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are,
make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing,
to His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. And this wake-up call is for the 11th of October 2018. It's right after the Feast of Tabernacles, and the title of today's sermon is Smallness and Greatness. Now I'm going to play a song for you first, and then I'll get into the sermon. Please bear with me, by the Johnson Mountain Boys, and it's called "I'm Dying a Sinner's Death." It's a wonderful song, and think on it as it plays, please.
Here I lay upon my dying pillow. Round my bed I see those tear-dimmed eyes. They are watching the saddest thing that can happen. They're seeing a sinner as he dies. How bad a sinner's death can be. as it's been with me. Very much.
Don't shun the word of God. That's what I've done. Whew. I just got back from the Feast of Tabernacles, and I've got to tell you, folks, it was a glorious, glorious, happy time to be with believers. Now, I told you that the title of today's sermon is Smallness and Greatness. And I came back into the world after coming back from the Feast of Tabernacles, and I've been going around getting some shopping done and recording shows and doing the things I need to do for EFR. And the time that I had at the Feast of Tabernacles this year really put me in a reflective mood to look around me, be more observant as to what's going on in the order of arrangement of the devil's world. Because he's the prince of power of the air right now. And I see, now this is not prophecy. This is my observation of the reality of what's going on around us. Just how small the remnant is. Just how few we are. Because I was with a crowd of people at that Feast of Tabernacles, and just, it was electrifying how wonderful it was. It was absolutely, comparatively unbelievable compared to the world I had to come back to. And I've talked to some people since I've been back, and they don't even know what the Feast of Tabernacles is. They have no clue what I'm talking about. What's that? And these people call themselves Christians, white Christians. And they don't know. And then when you start telling them about it, I'm not into that. I'm just, you know, that's out of my league. I really, you know, I'll see you later. No, brother, you won't see me later. That's the whole point. You won't. You won't. So many. Look around us today at the number of people who go to church and have no clue. They are blind, deaf, and dumb. And when you try to educate them, they don't want to hear it. Because they're in their world and they're worshiping their stuff. And I've talked about this before, but the massive numbers is what I'm trying to bring forward today in today's sermon. The huge disparity between those that don't know and don't want to know and those that know and have joy in it. Now, I was with a group of people at that feast, and it was joyful. It was a celebration and a family closeness, like you'd have at a family reunion. Family, because we are family. We are family, albeit these days, like in the days of Noah, as they said, it'll be like the days of Noah. Sinning and modifying animals and perversion and sexual perversion and just all this stuff that's going on. We are a comparatively small but closely knit family. But that's what we are. We are the smallness in today's sermon. The smallness of the remnant that we are members of. Now, those of the remnant that listen to this will just nod their heads, and it will go to their heart, and they will agree. But I'm hoping that some people that have been fence sitters will listen. That's my fervent hope. And get off that fence and join the family. It's a small family. It's a tight-knit family. It's a loving family. And we have been under concerted attack for some time. I'm going to read from the book of Yehuda, that's the book of Jude in the New Testament. We just had another faker come out against CI, one that was on EFR, Jeremy Visser. Has come out against CI. He was a poser and a deceiver from the beginning and has done damage and is trolled and has just been a child of the devil. Okay. And the book of Jude talks about these people. Now, this is the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 4. For certain, I'm going to be reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. For certain men have slipped in, whose judgment was written about long ago. Wicked ones. You can also reference Matthew chapter 13 and 2 Thessalonians verse 2. Okay. Wicked ones, perverting the favor of our Elohim for indecency and denying the only Master Yahweh and our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 5. But I intend to remind you, though you once knew this, that Yahweh, having saved a people out of the land of Mitzrayim, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. Verse 6. And the messengers, that's angels, okay, who did not keep their own principality but left their own dwelling, he has kept in everlasting shackles under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Now, what have we got abounding in the world today? We've got all this homosexual garbage and transgenderism and all these sick freaks. There were stories on the internet about trannies and these doomed people. Okay, verse 7 of Jude chapter 1. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, okay, and the cities around them in a similar way to these, having given themselves over to whoring and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, undergoing judicial punishment of everlasting fire. Now that's part of the greatness of today's sermon. Everlasting fire destroying those wicked cities. And that's going to come again, brothers and sisters. Because he says, I will not destroy the world with water, but the next time it shall be with fire. Fire. What can you say about the fire? All right. This is what you can say about fire. Now I'm going to jump over. I'll go back to Jude in a minute. Okay. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verses 6 through 10. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. Those are the ones that are persecuting and killing us today. The true believers in Yahweh and Yeshua. Afflicting our covenant people, our white race, okay? Verse 7, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. That's the second coming. He's not coming alone. Not coming alone. Verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength. Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones. That's us. The set apart ones. And to be admired among all those who believe in that day, because our witness to you was believed. What can you say? I mean, that's very plain and simple. You understand? That's what's coming. That's the greatness of Yahweh. Coming to save our smallness. Those of us who are believers and doers of the way will receive his favor. And those who do not will receive his fire. Even those of Israel, the betrayers, the fakers, verse 8 of chapter 1 of the book of Jude. In the same way, indeed, these dreamers defile the flesh. Are they not defiling the flesh today? And reject authority. Do they not reject Yahweh's authority today, and speak evil of esteemed ones? They hate the pastors that are preaching the word. They hate us. Here comes some greatness. This is more of the greatness of the part of the sermon. But Michael, the chief messenger, that's angel, okay, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moshe, presumed not to bring against him a blasphemous accusation, but said, Yahweh rebuke you. Now what happened when he said that? That's in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2. The devil ran. What do you think these powerful beings that assail us today are going to do when Messiah returns? Oh, they're not running from us. We're giving their children a fit. We're giving the children of the devil a real fit. They're hating on us too, and they're seeking to kill us. Go over to verse 17. Verse 17 of chapter 1 of the book of Jude. But you, beloved ones, remember the word spoken before by the emissaries of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 18. Because they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own wicked lusts. Verse 19, these are the ones who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. Verse 20, but you, beloved ones, building yourselves up on your most set apart belief, praying in the set apart spirit. Verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of Elohim, looking for the compassion. That's the greatness, the compassion of our Master Yeshua Messiah unto everlasting life. I needed a little coffee here. Verse 22, and show compassion towards some who are doubting. In other words, we need to keep witnessing. Some who are doubting, we got to knock those fence sitters off that fence, if we can. Verse 23, but others save with fear, snatching them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. And that greatness of Yahweh will make these people afraid. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Chapter 2, verse 9. Now, we had the little remnant at the Feast of Tabernacles, and there were these feasts going on all over. And all these little pieces and parts of the remnant were gathered all over. Not all in one spot, but still according to the whole of white humanity. I am not concerned with the others. I'm not concerned with them. They're going to side and come against us. We see them doing that now. He's speaking verse 9, I know your works and pressure, that's the troubles of today's world, and poverty, yet you are rich, rich in the Spirit. And the blasphemy of those who say they are Yahudim and are not, but are a congregation of Satan. Those that are claiming to be God's chosen people, but are not. They are the congregation of Satan. All right. He gives instructions here. Chapter 2, verse 10 of Revelation. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Speaking to us, brothers and sisters. See, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. Has he not done that? Hasn't he done that? In order to try you, to test and see whether we will proclaim the truth even in prison. And you shall have pressure 10 days, could be 10 years. What's a day in the Bible? We don't know. Here's an instruction. Listen to this carefully. Be trustworthy until death. Even if we have to go down in the service. and I shall give you the crown of life. Everybody dies in this existence, okay? You can choose the manner of your death, and it might be pretty bad, but it'll be over, and you'll sleep, but you will wake to eternal life, and the others will wake to judgment and the second death. Okay? And here's verse 11 of chapter 2 of Revelations. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. And that's all these gatherings of the remnant, all over. The smallness that is scattered, our little remnants here and there that just gathered. He who overcomes shall by no means be harmed by the second death. Second death. We may have to suffer the first. Because of our smallness. Okay? We're small. But the greatness of Yahweh will give us eternal life, and we will be resurrected and will not suffer that second death. Verse 8 of chapter 3 of the book of Revelations. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut it, that you have little power. Because of our smallness, folks. We're small. We're small. We have little power. Only the power of the Word. Okay? He's talking to his smallness here in his greatness. That you have little power, yet have guarded my Word. And have not denied my name. We will be resurrected. All right. Verse 9 of chapter 3 of the book of Revelations. This is what's coming. See, I am giving up those of the congregation of Satan who say they are Yahudim, the people of the tribe of Judah. They claim they're God's chosen people. Who say they are Yahudim and are not, but lie. Their modus operandi. They lie. They have always lied. They lie still. Continuing on in verse 9. See, I am making them come and worship before your feet. This is in the last days. This is what's coming. They're going to get smashed and they're going to beg for mercy. I am making them come and worship before you feet, your feet, and to know that I have loved you. The remnant, the smallness. The smallness that is crying out today like a voice crying in the wilderness. Verse 10. Why? Okay, this answers that. Verse 10. Because you have guarded my word of endurance. Occupy until the end. My word of endurance. I also shall guard you from the hour of trial which shall come upon all the world. That's Tabel. Okay, that's the world. The Great Tribulation's gonna hammer this planet to try those who dwell on the earth. Let that sink in. And if you're listening out there and you're sitting on that fence, if this isn't scaring the bejesus out of you, I don't know why. I'm a believer. I'm redeemed, and it scares me. Verse 11. See, I am coming speedily. Hold what you have that no one takes your crown. Verse 12 of chapter 3 of Revelations. He who overcomes, Israel, he who overcomes with El. Two words, Israel, from overcoming, El, the divine being. He who overcomes, I shall make him a supporting post in the dwelling place of my Elohim, and he shall by no means go out. And I shall write on him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of my Elohim, the renewed Yerushalayim, which comes down out of the heaven from my Elohim and my renewed name. Man. Verse 13. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. That's the smallness. That's the remnant. That's the overcomers. That's those who guard and do his word. And I was with a bunch of them at this glorious, wonderful, beautiful, joyous Feast of Tabernacles that we just experienced. And there were others all across the world in their smallness, keeping that word and celebrating Yahweh's greatness. The smallness giving glory to the greatness. We had a number of people that wanted to undergo baptism by full immersion there because they had been sprinkled or baptized. They'd never been baptized in the name of Yahweh and Yeshua. Eli and I took care of that. And the people, just, I could see it. I don't know whether anybody else could see it, but they glowed. They literally glowed with energy and with joy when they came up out of that water. And they took that home with them when they went home. They took that anointing home. And we anointed and prayed over a number of people with pure olive oil. We anointed them and prayed for healing. Right by the book. You understand? Hearing the word and doing the word in faith in the greatness that Yahweh shows to his smallness. Shows it to us of the smallness. We're the little ones, the small ones, the ones without a great deal of power. Because the power belongs to the Father. And when He decides to exercise that power, He's not going to open up the can of punishment on us, the smallness. He's going to open that great big can of punishment and pour it all over the unbelievers and the mockers and the revilers and those that seek to do harm to the smallness of the remnant. I read that part of Thessalonians, that those that try to harm us, and indeed, they kill some of us, just as they did back in those days. They killed all the disciples. Do you understand? All of them. They were all killed. All of them. They overcame. They occupied. Go back to verse 10 of chapter 2. Be trustworthy unto death. Verse 11, he who overcome shall by no means be harmed by the second death. It's not the first death you need to fear. That comes by being in these frail bodies that break down over time. They stop after a while. That's not something to fear. You can't get away from it. Unless Messiah comes while we're still here and we're transformed. I've had to face that. And I called upon the name of Yahweh and said, Father, if you want me, take me. I'm yours. Everything is His. You understand? including our lives. We belong to Him in our smallness. We are His inheritance, the set apart ones, in our smallness. Because we are obedient children. Small children, worshiping the greatness of the Father. Smallness and the greatness. That's what this sermon's about. The smallness and the greatness. I was privileged to be among a wonderful number of the smallness of His remnant during this last feast. We don't know when Yeshua is coming back. Could be this next year. Could be whenever. We're not told the time. We're just told to occupy until He comes. Keep on believing, even though we are hated and reviled. Don't slip back into the world and worship stuff. Don't get bought off by false promises from the deceivers that slip in unaware. Stay faithful. It's a task. You get weary sometimes. I understand that. I get weary too. I wonder sometimes. I don't doubt Yahweh. I doubt myself. Am I doing the right thing? Am I saying the right thing? Am I serving the Father the correct way? And then He reinforces me and blesses me. And I know, I just know, even my little bitty website that I've got, the downloads and the visits are incredible. I can't, wow. What can I say about that? It's the greatness of the Father sending people to listen and look at what I've got to say in His service. He sends them to hear that. So evidently, He's pleased. And that pleases me. Because my former life, I hate. Only thing that's been worth anything in my time on this planet is my service to the Father. Everything else is worthless. And I am so grateful and so privileged that He has shown me the favor to keep me here for a little bit longer and fight this fight and maybe get the word out to some people that are sitting on the fence, so they'll come over into the smallness of the remnant. I don't look for hundreds of thousands of converts. I'm not looking to found a megachurch. I'm speaking from the heart and through the Holy Spirit to those that need to hear. Now, they have to make that choice. I cannot force anyone into belief. All I can do is relate examples that I have seen in this life, in this world and I can read this holy word. And I hope the word goes out and touches them. He says, my word shall not go out in vain. So every time I read from this holy gospel, it's planting at least one seed out there because he said so. And if he says so, that's good enough for me. I believe in what he says. I don't believe in the world because the world has shown itself to be a world of lies coming from the prince and power of the air. And I and the others of the small remnant, the smallness of Yahweh, backed by the greatness of Yahweh, is in opposition to the devil and his minions. And I am privileged to be part of that. There are a lot of photographs of this latest feast that are all over EFR websites. You get to see a bunch of us. David James was there. Professor Truth was there. Eli was there. Patrick was there, the guy that helps me with my longevity stuff. He was there. A number of others were there that got baptized and were a blessing. I'd never met some of these people. But they came and they joined in with us in celebration to Yahweh in obedience to his commands. And a number of them obeyed the commands and were immersed in his name. Got off that fence. And believe and do his word. Now, brothers and sisters, what more can you ask of that at a holy feast? Wow. Well, I'm coming down. I've got less than 7 minutes here. I might play another little tune and good to be home, but it was good to be at the feast. It's a marvelous thing. Well, I'm gonna hit a little music, and I'll talk to you on the next show. I've got a word for word coming up tomorrow, and it'll be a new one. And hope you listen. Thank you for listening to me, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
I'm not walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night 'cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I wanna walk I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues, and I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come with me. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, thank you for the ride. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. The good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on, I'll walk.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.